Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Well, I was born in a small town.
Little Heartland music bringing us back.
In a small town.
That's John Mellencamp, little Hoosier music. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being part of my day. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Thank you for using it to your advantage. We got lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Whatever is going on, challenge or opportunity on any topic under the small business sun, we got something that you can read or listen to there at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And we'll follow you home. If you see something you like, all you got to do is click around there and find the way you'd like for us to do that, and we'll follow you home. You can also subscribe to my newsletter, my free online newsletter, which we'll send you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. So check that out. And don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. Joyce Weiss, W-E-I-S-S, is our guest. She's the author of Take the Ride of Your Life. Joyce, how do we find you and your book, please?
JoyceWeiss.com.
That's pretty simple.
And you'll find the book, you'll find blogs, you'll find free articles, you'll find, you know, services that I could help with small business advocates. Small business owners. Well, maybe you too, Jim.
Yeah, me too. Maybe I always learn from you. Hey, Joyce. Over the years, we've talked on this show about harassment. Mm-hmm. We've talked about sexual harassment in the workplace. We've done a number of topics with different experts on that topic. But these days, there's a term that I don't remember hearing 10 years ago or 20 or 30 years ago, and it's called bullying. What's the difference in bullying and harassing? Is there any difference?
Well, there's not that much of a difference, but, I mean, bullying is not really new, but it's the attention in the last few years, and you're right, it has not been forever and ever, even though...
Now, I didn't mean bullying. To say that hasn't been going on, because it's been going on forever, but the term bullying something that has not been used in the workplace.
No, it hasn't. And that we could thank the attention that schools have been giving to it, and now the workplace, because I do so much work with doing more with less. Bullying, that's a hard word to say, bullying, is really wastes a lot of time. And leaders are getting it. They know that it's not cool to be a bully. It was cool to be a bully years ago.
You could kind of get away with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Now you can't get away with it.
Well, what's happening is when people think of bullies, it's not just the biggest kid on the block. It could be the loud, verbose ones teasing the quiet ones, or the ones with the powerful jobs.
And you know what? Bullying is not even always about size or physical intimidation, whatever. I've been bullied in my career. Now, it's not easy to bully Jim Blasingame, but I have been bullied. And I remember the first job I had, there was a guy there that I worked with that bullied me.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left the job, I thought, thank goodness, I won't have to put up with that guy anymore ever again. And I go to the next job. I'm just a kid, right? I'm just out of high school. I go to the next job. And his sister is working at the next job.
Okay.
Now, not really his sister, but that's what I thought. I met her, I thought, what is she his sister or something? So I was being bullied by this woman. And that was a long time ago.
See, well, this is what happened to you, so you've experienced it, most of us have, and that's why, you're right, it's not just the size. It could be sarcasm. It could be any kind of harassment if you are different, if you're tall, if you're short, if you're skinny, if you're heavier, whatever it is.
Or new, or just new. How about that?
That goes without it, the us versus the they.
Yeah.
We're not going to be nice to them. Let them put in their time and prove it.
So what do we do? What do we do about it?
Well, hopefully, if we work for a place where leaders know that the culture has to change. And sometimes you have to bring an outside consultant or a facilitator, because many times leaders don't know how to take care of it. And so they have to bring in somebody, maybe just
Are
one
you
time.
Saying that organizations have a bully culture? See, when I think of bullying, I think of one bad apple who's, you know, like a classic, schoolyard bully. Are you saying that companies have bullying cultures sometimes?
Well, it's not that the whole group is full of bullies, the whole company, but the culture has allowed that type of communication, so there's no trust. There's no collaboration. You're right. It could take one bad apple. But now the negative people that have gotten away with it, the bullies who have gotten away with it, because there's so much press about it, leaders are understanding that in order to build trust, to build that collaboration, if you've got one bully on your team, you're not going to have it.
I've seen this happen, Joyce, where one bully had enough power and had the owner's ear so much that the owner wouldn't do anything about it, and it literally took the company down. That one situation.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, folks, if your people aren't performing the way you think they should, if your company's not performing, you might want to just kind of put up a little antenna, right, Joyce, just to see if you can find out what's going on. Maybe there is some bullying going on.
Have a meeting. Walk around with your eyes really open. I call them the waste walks.
Yeah.
As waste, and find out what's going on that you maybe don't know in your office. Listen.
Right.
Take a few people out to lunch and really find out what's going on.
And believe them when they tell you. That's the main thing. Sometimes bosses don't believe what they hear. Hey, Joyce, thanks for being here. JoyceWeiss.com, right?
Yes, sir.
We'll see you next time. Joyce Weiss. She'll be back. I will be too after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.